because we know that it is a blessing to be able to bless you, Father. I was trouble of Zion. We will open our mouths and let people know that you are our God, Father. The things that they see as fruit in our lives is because of the God that we serve, Father. And we simply want to say thank you in your Son Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we will go ahead and get started this morning with some praise and worship from our lovely leader this morning, Apostle Janice Daniels. Y'all know that this is one of her favorite things to do. It's praise and worship. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord this morning. Amen. He is so good. Amen. And his mercy endures forever. Glory to God. Amen. I had to work at 12 a.m. last night. Jesus.
Yeah, but we here. Amen.
But God woke us up. Amen. Hallelujah. And said, hey, you got somewhere to be. Amen.
He said, go to work.
Glory. Go to your real job. Come on. Go to your real job. Amen. God is so good. Praise God. I cannot tell it all. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Like the song say, he's a wonder in my soul. Amen. Glory to God. You understand what that means? Glory to God. He's a wonder in my soul. Praise God. He brought us through many dangers seen and unseen.
Amen.
Glory to God. And I just bless and praise God for being all that he is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Glory to God. Amen. We want everybody to praise God. If God has placed it on your heart to be a part of this ministry, praise God. We want you to submit to that, praise God. I was talking with the pastor this past week about how people are just so scattered. They know where they're supposed to be. Amen. But they're chasing after fashion. They're chasing after, oh, this is a big choir at this church. Oh, this choir. No, oh, this. And
they call it chasing what it look like. What
and, it they, look like. And they don't understand, praise God, that you have to be where God has called you to be, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Because if you're not, amen, you're going to have a hard time. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I am that one that will tell you you're going to have a hard time.
Yes,
amen. You're going to seem all right at first, praise God. Then you're going to have a hard time. You're going to wonder, why am I having a hard time? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. But you got to get where God has placed you. Amen. Let's the Lord. Amen.
Let me hear you. Where my ears are.
Come on, hallelujah.
Where my ears are.
Come on, let's praise the Lord. When God made man, he made a spear. Give us his land that we can bless. The tender pain, we were his friends. The tender pain, and we fell. But we were deemed to live our life as beautiful. Hallelujah! Oh, thank you, we indeed, every day. Let your back to Eden, on top of the world. Let your back to Eden, on top of the world. Let your back to Eden, on top of the world. Let your back to Eden, on top of the world.
Yes.
We were dead and we fell. Guess what? Jesus came.
All is great. Let your person lead it. Get on top of the world. Let's get back to the world. Get on top of the world.
life in earth to be in all power of the world.
Say it.
And give back to the leader in all power of the world.
Hey,
Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Come on, you ain't got to go through it alone. Come on. God is good. He He'll nudge it. Come on. He'll get rid of that person. And then you go up a little higher. Come on.
Yeah.
This person that was lying, backbiting, backstabbing, and you didn't know it, they gone.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would have found out why God ripped the phone, because they didn't like you, was jealous of you, come on.
Thank the Lord.
But we go through to get to the place that God has ordained for us to be. Come on. I've never met a person that ain't never had hard times. Come on. Glory to God. But I had to learn how to trust. Come on. Glory to God. Dealing with homelessness Oh my God, that was funny. one. Amen. But walk away. Yeah. Don't feel bad about walking away. Don't feel bad about turning your back to negative people and negative saying. Come on.
Yes. Come on now.
What are you feeding your spirit anyway?
Right.
Do you know every time somebody tells you they feed your spirit? Every time somebody tells you you ain't nothing, that's food they give it to your spirit. God said, I need you to walk away so I can tell you who you are. So I can tell you what you deserve. So I can show you new things. Come on. You got some folk in your family that think you gonna only make it if they give you permission to make it. Oh my God. You got folk in your family that scandalize your name and you turn around and say they're trying to help you. I'm trying to let you know what God is saying today. He's saying, walk away. We always know this. Turn it again. Everybody say who they blocking on Facebook. I need you to block them in real life.
Amen.
Come on. Forget that website. I need you to block them in real life. They have not been good for your life. Oh my God, I can stay right there for a minute. They have not been good for your life. I'm trying to preach right now. Go ahead.
What? Ain't no sense to stop.
We want to try to figure out why we always seeking. Why I feel like we cannot. Because it's somebody in your life that you put in your heart that's the anchor.
Holy Spirit.
They are the anchor. They discredit you. They talk about you. Then they want you to come over there and be around them. But what they're doing is they put all their insecurities and all their disappointments and all of the stuff they feel about themselves on you.
Because
they know you're going to make it. They know that you are anointed. They know that you are called. They know that you are gifted. So you know what they do? If they can keep their foot on your neck, then they can feel good about it. Ooh, you better preach.
Come on now, brothers.
You may as well go get the scripture. I woke up with a word in my spirit.
I see.
I woke up with a word in my spirit. I'm not afraid.
Walk up with the word.
It's okay. I'm just going to go ahead and walk with the word. It's
okay.
Amen. You gave me a word. Amen. I was laying in the bed and I was feeling some type of way. You know, I came up in a house with 8 kids. So we were singing Sister Matters in church, all that kind of stuff. Glory to God. And so you automatically had a support system.
Right.
But hey, can you come on? Singing together. You better get that. No, right,
amen.
When I got grown, come on. And everybody started going their separate ways, and everybody's personality started changing. You know, so they think.
Right.
It's still the same. Anyway, so in person, everybody becomes grown, you know?
Grown.
Let me tell you about grown people.
Amen. Go on now.
Grown people that's not satisfied with their life or happy with their life have to keep their foot on somebody so they can feel good. Can I help somebody today? Oh my God. Sometimes you get in a relationship with somebody that when they started, they knew you were too good for them, but they got with you anyway. Now they want to break it into a thousand pieces so they can deal with you. Can I help somebody today? Sometimes the very people that you love is your biggest enemy. Because you can't see who they really are. I'm going to hold on to them because I can help them and I want to do this and I want to let they are an anchor. If you messed up and they messed up, you can't, neither one of y'all can help each other. You got to get out the way and let God heal you and let God, come on,
Jesus, come on.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I was just trying to lead you a little praise and worship service. All
right.
Let God work. Hold through you.
You don't have to let go. You think about let go. No, just let go. God already got you. But where you've been messing up, man, you've been putting more trust in man than you have. Listen, there was a lot of things I was doing in my life. My mother would say, y'all need to go shut this stuff down. There's a lot of stuff I've been doing in my life so I can get some accolades from family. Ooh, can I throw it out there? So I get family. Maybe this right here, they'll come around if they see me doing this right here. Can I just expose the enemy? The enemy will get in your mind and you'll be doing a bunch of stuff that you ain't got no sense that cause you to waste time. Because you're trying to get somebody to love you. You're trying to get somebody to accept you. You're trying to get somebody to say, I'm a part of the week. I'll explain that one later. But the truth of the matter is, if God made you to be separate, that's exactly what he wants you to do. Joseph's brother sold him. Do you understand me? Sold him. Glory to God. When they sold him, then watch his pay. Watch his pay. But I'm going to put something else. But let's stay right here with Joseph. His brother sold him because they were jealous of him. And they didn't want, come on. Because the daddy loved Joseph. The daddy favored Joseph. Gave him a bad coat. You know, many colors. Come on. Was always seeing, and Joseph was always prophesying and seeing what the Lord was going to use him to do. And let me say this right quick. Never make yourself smaller for somebody so somebody else can feel here. Ooh, Jesus. Never downplay your call. Never downplay what God has shown you, where you have been, what you have experienced, and who God has made you be. Just so somebody else can receive you. They got mad. They got mad. His brothers were jealous. So they got rid of Joseph. Y'all gonna tell you what that is in this day and time? They start talking about you. They start lying on you. Family members scandalizing you. Oh, she ain't real. Oh, she a hypocrite. Oh, she fake. Oh, she. They start talking about you. Slandering your name. Mm. My God. So Joseph gone. He got sold. He now he working for somebody.
Right.
Why he working for somebody? I'm gonna tell you how. See, this is what I say. You think that what you're going through is of the devil, but sometimes God allows things to happen to push you into a position. Watch this, so Joseph is working for this man and his wife.
What?
The wife sees Joseph and said, oh, I got to have it. What? My husband called. Joseph said, I will not. Come on. Joseph said, hey, uh-uh. I love the man. I love him. I love you. I'm not going to do it. So she lied when her husband got back. Oh, he. Come on. Joseph could have woke up and said, if it ain't one thing, it's enough. But he didn't.
No.
Joseph got thrown in jail. Come on. Can I have somebody today? Some of us are imprisoned in some right now and don't understand why we are there. Oh, Lord have mercy. But you got to go through what? To get to. If Joseph hadn't been rejected by his family, oh Lord, I'm at this thing in the spirit right there. If Joseph hadn't been rejected, Joseph would have been pushed into the position that he was in. Joseph ended up in jail. Then Joseph ended up a pharaoh. You got it. Come on, get me now. A famine hit the land, and Joseph was in a position to save his family. Joseph could have killed them all when he became a pharaoh. But Joseph still had the love of God in his heart. He still understood that whatever he planned, he walked, he was going to be in a position to save his family. You cannot forget what God has told you you're going to do. The enemy comes in and messes you with depression and old woe's feet so that you can get lost in that and you'll forget what the call that's on your life. You get so mad you forget who you are. You get so mad you start cussing and going out and I'm through with people and I'm this, that, and the other and hatred and all that begins to cover your heart and you cannot hear through the enemy. If Joseph would have did that, Joseph would have never been in position to do what he needed to do for his family. You got to go through to get to. Separate yourself. Everybody, oh, 2022, I'm this, that, and the other. 2022, separate yourself. Evaluate everything you're doing and make sure you're doing it for the right reason. Come on. Some of y'all have started businesses and then started doing a bunch of stuff because you can do it. But is it what you're called to do? I was doing stuff but making no money at it. But I could do it. It was wasting time. God got somewhere for you to be. God got something for you to do. But if you keep getting distracted by these people on the sideline. Come on. Bro, David played football. He know that when you in the game, you can't be focusing on the water, boy. You can't be focusing on if you got your Gatorade ready. You can't be focused on nothing. The coach got to tell you what he needs to tell you before you get on that field. People on the sideline, you got folks on the sideline trying to tell you how to do it. When God shows you the way, follow what God shows you. Some of y'all got some consultants in your life that ain't even saved and trying to tell you what to do.
Yeah, come on now.
I had somebody, look, I got a friend, he ain't saved, but he want to tell me what I should do. Listen, you should. No, I should not be listening.
Come on now, Bell.
In friendship, you can be unequally yoked.
Yes, come on now.
Oh, what about these friends and family? In friendship, you can be unequally yoked. In family, you can be unequally yoked. Oh, my God. But we don't want to listen to that. And we don't know why it ain't working.
Right.
First of all, you got to make sure it's something that God told you to do. You know, I told you the story about the other day. I said, you go into the store, you buy something, and the first person that pop in your mind, and you say, what if I buy this so-and-so? Go. Say something, that's who you're in an unhealthy relationship with. Can I help somebody? If you go in the store, I remember I went in the store. This is how God showed it to me. I went in the store. I had money. I wanted to buy me some new shoes for me to preach in. I wanted some new heels. So I went in there. I was looking at the heels. I tried them on. I looked good in them. I said, oh, I can run in these. You got to be able to run in the heels. Hey, you got to run over there and lay hands on somebody.
Yes, come on,
that's about. So when I looked at the heels and I picked them up and got to looking at them, it was a person that came in my mind and said, now if I get these, the Lord stopped me right there and said, you, that's an unhealthy connection right there. That person is not a good influence on your life. Anytime you're going to get something, you can, God didn't gave you a way. Come on, he didn't open up the door and you're going to get it. And then, I ain't going to do this because my mama don't. I ain't going to wear this because if my mama see me in it. You're in an unhealthy relationship with your mother. Especially if you're 40-something thinking about what your mama going to think. Talk about it. It's time to separate yourself. It's time to let go of dead weight. It's time to let go of dead weight. You got stuff that you need to get done. When they lay you in their casket because the day coming, have you done all that you were supposed to do? I didn't say all that you started going off of a whim, or you was on YouTube, or you was on Facebook and somebody else was doing it, so you felt like you could do it. I'm saying your true calling. Are you walking in your true calling? Some of y'all don't need to be a speak to you. Some of y'all can't tell the difference between God's voice, your flesh, and other people. God told you to go left, somebody else told you to go straight, and somebody else told you to go right. You on the floor praying, saying, Lord, which way did I go? He said, which way did I tell you to go? What you mean let go for people? What you mean separate myself? Exactly what I said. You know why you can't hear the voice of God? Because you got too many voices talking to you. You got too many people that you have put there as leadership in your life, and you don't understand that you got to first be led by God. Brother Davis on this page was talking about leadership, and a woman was made to be led and all this. But guess what? All of us are made to be led. And if a man ain't led by God, he can't lead you. And if, look, and watch it. If both of y'all ain't led by God, neither is going to be a train wreck.
I say that one again.
Everybody want to say, who the leader? Who the leader? Man leader. God is the leader. When my husband met me, guess what? He had to come to church.
Yes, he did.
I said, if a man don't find me, he's going to find me in God. Come on. He got to love God too. Come on. All right, Brother Daniel, I'm going to church. Me too. Same church he went to and on our day, because when I asked you on the day, we go to church. Same church we went to, same church we got married. You gotta make a decision in your life. For God I live and for God I die. Why? Because in God is where all your blessings go. You wanna know where your husband at? In God. So if you ain't in God, you ain't gonna never leave it. You want to know where your wife is? In God. So if you ain't in God, you ain't going to never be him. Can I help somebody? A lot of y'all don't look for a husband at church because y'all don't want to have to submit. Watch this.
But why
do
men don't
believe?
They don't want to have
to move on. They don't want to have to come home. We submit one to another. I put it on my Facebook page. Because that's where everybody is. On Facebook.
Amen.
Girl, where you live?
On Facebook.
Half the folk don't even know their address. Don't even know what side of town they're on. But I do know you on Facebook. It's time. It's time. Some of y'all want to get married this year. Okay, I'll tell you what you do. I got a challenge for you. Separate yourself from God. Mm-hmm. You won't be married or either find your fiance before the year's out. Get in God. Find yourself worshiping God. Live right now like you already married. Because it said when a man find a wife, it didn't say when a man find a girlfriend. It said when a man find a wife. Ooh, Lord. Ooh, somebody mad at you, right? Come on, you already know how to be a wife. See, people don't want to listen to the old folk in church. You don't, oh, they old. I don't want to listen to them. But guess what? You won't know how to stay married. Find an old couple that's been married and help them and walk with them and visit them and take care of them so you can see how to be a wife. Ooh, Lord, I'm in somebody's business. I just got killed all down my back. Oh, I'm gonna get on them. Just hold on. Wait a minute, man. You want to find out? We don't listen to elders no more. We don't want to listen to elders no more. Elder tells you the person you with ain't the one. You gonna still marry because you want to rebel. Oh, I love them. You can't tell me that 5 years later they knock you all upside your head. Ooh, Lord Jesus. How about you bring it to the door?
I'm paying the door. Follow you, whatever you're going to do.
Let's go to Ephesians. This is where God takes me. Just come on. Woo! I don't know if y'all ready for Ephesians 5. Come on. I don't know if y'all ready for that. I put it on the page because that's where I was in my spirit. The Lord was working in my spirit. And me and my husband don't want to call it, so I ain't got no problem with it. Ain't got no problem at all. Being five, though. Y'all, oh my God. Being five ain't supposed to pay that hard. You always look. But some folks don't really want to be married. They just want to, they just want to take somebody off the market so somebody else don't get them. Ooh, 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 ooh. Pastor. Oh Lord, I'm trying to stay out for a bit.
Jesus.
Trust out. You don't really want to be married. You just don't want nobody else to have. So you got to marry them. You turn around and can't stand them later.
Oh, Jesus.
Can I help somebody today? We got time for everything else. Do we have time to really talk?
We got time today.
Do we got time to really talk,
though?
Well, then go to my Facebook page. You gonna read part two. You gonna read part one.
Okay.
Part two is on Facebook page. Woman God.
Ephesians 5.
Jesus. 21. Can we just, we gonna look, we just skip offering and all that. If you wanna give, go ahead. It's got a cash app on landfill. Let me just, if you wanna give.
Submitting yourselves one to another.
Submit, watch this. Watch this. Oh my God. Watch this.
In the fear of God.
Watch this. Okay. Submit yourself. Let me tell y'all something. I was gonna preach Isaiah. Whoa. But I'm gonna preach that next Sunday. The Lord said, do this. We got to do this. This is important. Amen. It says, submit yourself one to another. Brother Darius?
In the fear of God.
In the fear of God. So, Brother Darius, stand up right here. So, Brother Daniels, not only do I submit, y'all catch it. Catch it. I want you to catch it. Get your glove out so you catch this. Brother Daniels submits to me just as well as I submit to him.
Yes, I do.
Did y'all catch that? I'm not submitting to Brother Daniels by myself. Submission is a thing that does this. Come on. It makes full circle. So if he, oh Lord have mercy, because somebody's paying right now.
It's a circle. That has no break in.
That has no break in.
No,
come on.
Break, no break
it's
a continuous circle.
Sir.
That has no break in. No room for nothing to see in between.
Wait, stay up. No room, Brother Danny.
Amen.
Come here, Brother Danny.
Yes.
And they come between us, Brother Danny. Come on, Brother Danny. This is submission. It's me and you. Come on.
Mm.
Ain't no mama in it. Ain't no daddy. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. Don't sit down. You become one.
Because
guess what? That's respect for the union that God has put together. It says with fear. That's why he said when it comes to that day, he said that no man put us under.
Amen.
A lot of women sitting in church looking at somebody else's husband saying, yeah, they're going to be over in a minute. They're going to be my husband. God told, I met this lady, she said, he married, but God told me.
And that ain't the craziest thing ever.
Which God showed her, though.
Exactly.
I don't want God. I don't want God.
Submit yourself. One to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband.
Stop right there.
Say the word again to your own.
Thank you. I didn't speak for the Lord. To your own
husband.
Somebody mad at me right now. But the word of God says, submit yourself to your own husband.
Right.
Your daddy is somebody else's husband.
Right.
Can I just break this down? I just want to break it down because you don't break stuff down for us. Your own husband, the pastor. Come on, he's a male pastor. That's first lady husband.
Right.
Oh my God. Am I stepping in?
Come on.
And I said, my husband told you to cook some meat. You said, I got Bible study. I'll cook it when I get back. This is the quiz. Who wrong?
She did.
Your husband say, stay tonight with me. I want us to spend time together. She turns and say, on my Bible study night, you know I go to Bible study. Who's wrong? She's wrong.
They don't want to hear that.
Come on. Ooh, I had to stand up for a minute.
Yeah.
I got to stand up for a minute.
Pull one foot behind another.
Woo!
One foot behind another. Stand.
I had to stand up.
I had to stand
for a minute on that. Because the pastor, if the pastor is walking upright, then the pastor say, what did your husband say?
Oh,
I ran around the church. We got a little bang now. Come on, woman of God. For the husband is the head of the wife. What did it say, woman of God? For the husband is the head of the wife. Even as Christ is the head of the church. Oh my God. And he is the savior of the body. Watch this. Watch this. Get off of the people. Come on. You want to know why you keep fighting with your husband? Oh, Lord. Let me not go there. I'm going here.
Go back.
God don't stay in their business. You already
have. Stay where you at.
You're having trouble in the household because you don't understand order. Oh, Jesus. We don't preach this no more. You were having a hard time in the household because you don't understand order. Now, let's start here. The reason you are pushing and talking on him is because you married somebody that you would push around. See, if you would have married the woman, come on, and God had named for you, then you're going to tell yourself about my husband. I can't push my husband around. Say no, honey. Listen. I can't tell you something. This is a real man right here. Woo! Say it. But watch this. It's this order right here that God say favor come with. It's the order that he said in his word that favor come with. See, people don't understand. Let me tell y'all for example. I want to go buy a truck when I got some money. I say, I want to go and buy me a car, a truck.
Right.
I found an SUV. Now, my daddy taught me well. He said, let a man go make the deal. Now, I ain't saying that a woman can't make the deal. I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm talking about order. So I turned to Brother Daniel.
Yes.
And I said, I'm going to buy this truck. I gave him all my money. You heard what I said? I gave him all my money. Because why you going to be with somebody that you can't trust?
Oh,
that was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How you going to be with somebody that you can't trust with your whole life?
Mm.
I told Brother Daniels I want to buy a truck and I gave him all my money. Brother Daniels, we roll up on the truck. Now, he know how much money I got. Before we get out the truck, this is what the head of my life said to me. He said, we going to tell them we paying this much and nothing high. I submit to what he said. Didn't say nothing when he got it. Some folks say, that's old school. This is 2022. Do what you do. But I know when we pulled up and that man came to the truck and started showing us the truck, Brother Daniels didn't have to say nothing. The same price Brother Daniels told me in that truck, that man told him, well, listen, I'll give it to you for this amount of money.
Right.
Y'all you what happened in pigeon. I'm talking about faith.
Yeah.
I'm talking about order. I'm talking about I submitted to him. Come on. I submit to him and he submitted to me. He could say, what I got to do by the Lord. But when you understand order and understand that favor is associated with order.
Right.
Come on, my brother. For the husband is the head of the wife.
Uh-huh.
Even as Christ is the head of the church.
Uh-huh.
And he is the savior of the body. He always stop. He's the what of the body?
A savior.
The husband protects. The husband builds. The husband puts a fortress around his wife and his family. The husband does. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. This is what God said the husband is. He said, as Christ loves the church, as Christ is to the church. So whatever Christ is to the church, that's what the husband is supposed to be to his household.
Come
on, Lord, I'm busy. We got time today. Come on, woman of God.
Therefore, the church is subject unto Christ.
Uh-huh.
So let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
You know what subject means? Respect.
But let's emphasize again, own husbands.
Own husbands.
Say it. Now, keep saying own husband for a reason.
So let the wives be to their own husband.
Own husband.
In everything.
In everything.
The own
in, wait. In everything. My husband's gonna come in. My husband, come on. We say, well, why he got to know everything? Don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. I come against you in the name of Jesus. You want your house to be blessed? You want to stop fussing and arguing in the house? And the husband standing his position and the wife standing her position? Guess what? That they gonna flow. It said, be some. That means that I respect your authority.
Right.
I respect the position you have taken in my life. That's why I say a lot of us married folk we can run over. Right. And a lot of men married women they can run over. Because nobody wants to stand up and be who they are actually calling me. If you go marry the right woman, you gonna have to be responsible. Come on, my husband ain't taking no trash out. Come on.
You not touch that trash.
He don't ask me for no bill money. I'm trying to help somebody today.
Come on, pal.
If I say, baby, what about giving? What you worried about, son? I told that thing to make your life easier.
If I can't say later. You need me to help them.
Nobody wants to be responsible. Everybody living with their mama. Everybody wants you come, didn't want your wife to come move in with you and your mama. You want to marry him, he don't have nowhere to take you. He got to move in your place. You done worked, went to college, and did all that, got out of, then you go marry somebody that's still living in their mama's basement. In her den, and they still in their childhood room. Then you mad because when that part of a woman that needs a man can't find a man in the man she and the boy she got, then you mad. You probably got to somebody big. The Lord told me I can't do this and be like that.
No,
I can't. Was that even on the Lord for that child? Brother Daniel's fortune.
Yes,
not,
yes.
Are we not done? Hold on. Go ahead, woman of God. What did it say, woman of God?
Husband. Love your wife.
Love the wife.
Love your wife.
Love your wife. Come on.
Even as Christ also loved the church.
Wait a minute. Love your wife as what?
Even as Christ also loved the church.
And
gave himself.
Okay, read that again. And gave his what?
And gave himself for it.
I think three times is good.
And gave himself for it.
A selfish man cannot be.
Ooh. Just told off.
Oh.
He just gave the blueprint.
prayer.
Oh, they may face the wall.
No, you all right. You all
right. A selfish man is not ready to be married.
Come on.
Now, I don't say selfish men don't get married. Because some selfish men get married because they selfish.
Say that one more time.
You can't say it in a minute.
Say that one more time.
Okay. A lot of selfish men get married because they are selfish. If I can't have you, nobody will. You ain't ready to be married. You ain't ready to be married.
Right.
Who's your Christ? And God needs to heal you and work out a couple things.
Get on, Lord, they fall off.
In your home.
Jesus.
Love your wife as like Christ loved the church. So I said, and gave his life for it. You got to give your life. If you look, don't marry a woman if you ain't willing to give your life up. And I'm sorry, I ain't trying to break off these engagements. But if something in your head say, let me think about that, you ain't ready.
I don't know if
I give my life, but I see some men push the woman in front of me. Come on. Are you willing to give your life? That means everything, all that. Look, some of y'all ain't gonna give a video, okay? It's okay. But, but you got to give up the club. You got to start working.
Yeah.
You got to start making sacrifices. Not just for your wife, but for your children. For your children's children. You got to now come out of an apartment and look for a house. You got to sacrifice yourself for your family. Yeah. Women, if we won't sacrifice for you, move on. We're going to go half on this. We're gonna go half on this, but the Lord said that he put the mantle on the husband.
Amen.
He said, it's yours. Let me tell you, I was raised in a house with a father that was barely there because he was at work. His wife didn't have to ask for nothing. She didn't have to borrow nothing from nobody. She didn't have to figure out how she was gonna do something. Guess what? He come in, put the check on the table, and go to sleep, eat what he want to eat.
Come on.
You say you can't preach about nothing you don't know about. I know about it. I've seen it. Then when me and my sister started growing up, my mom started teaching us how to fix the lunch. Come on. Iron his pants. Come on. Look. We don't do that no more. Why we gotta be domesticated? It ain't about being domesticated. It's about understanding that you give, he give, you give, it's a circle. We take we in this thing for real. Come on. And then we don't understand why stuff comes to an end because somebody gets selfish. Somebody begins to say, what about me? You go listen to your homegirls. Come on. That's unhappy in their marriages, and now you at home give your husband the blues about something that got nothing to do with y'all. Oh, I miss some people did something. Was that the end? Where we at? Come on,
verse 26. That he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word.
That's going to be the end of that. That he may sanctify and cleanse it. See, the only way he can sanctify and cleanse it is if both people are in order. Amen? And I'm talking about Christians. Let me help some folk out there that's mad. They mad at me right now. But I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to Christians. They're happy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a Christian lifestyle. I'm talking about what God has ordained for it to be. Come on. I'm talking about how God has set it up so that the favor of the Lord is on your life, the favor of the Lord. Come on. Me and brother things and see so much so happy. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all. It ain't easy all the time. Because you know, y'all know we see them doing stuff. Come on. And be like, I know an easier way to do it. If you were just in this, da da da. But sometimes what you come on, it ain't necessary. Maybe they need to go through it the hard way. Come on. Submit. Amen. The husband submit to the wife. Come on. So something sanctified and cleansing. Come on, amen. Brother Daniel's point two. We got time for time.
I'm
gonna
worry about that.
Okay, we're going. Can we just do some counseling this morning? Amen.
Ephesians 5.
Ephesians 5. What's that?
That's where I
was. Oh, that's where you were. This is 12-1. Yeah, 12-1. Yeah. I didn't put the same thing in. Yeah, this is something different right there. That's Peter. That's Peter. Let me find it. Oh, glory. We got time, amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Tell y'all something about this word, amen? That's why a lot of people don't want to go to the spiritual counseling. There we go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look at 1 Peter 3. Ooh, I don't know if y'all can handle this, though. 1 Peter 3, we're going to start at verse 1. Yep. That's it. 1 Peter 3. Yes, that's it. That's exactly it. Yeah. But, okay, go ahead.
Likewise.
Uh-huh.
Be wise, be in subjection to your own husband.
There it is again. Let's stop. There it is again. To your own what? Husband. Let me tell y'all, I figured this out when I was studying. I figured this out why God said it so many times. Because he knew that women, that it's so many of us that makes it hard. Sometimes, come on. Glory to God. That's why women pray so much. Sometimes it is some stuff we want to say. Woo! Then suggestion to your own husband. Go ahead, Brother Danny.
Yeah. If any obey not the word, they also made without the word be won by the conversation of the wise.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Let me break that down. Because people will also
say their word is trying to throw some of them off.
Yeah, throw some of them off. So let me break it down for you. It says, if any obey not the word, it's right. Talking about if any husbands obey not the word. But some people just read this and dumb it all up. But we can read now. Amen. It says, if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wise. You know what that's saying?
Oh, I know.
That if you chase your conversation, be careful what you say. Even if your husband is out there acting what he can act, come on. Then guess what? Your conversation can win him to Christ. Did I help him?
Yeah.
It said, those that are without the word can be won by the conversation of the wife. Come on. Even sometimes when you know he wrong, and he know he wrong, if you humble yourself and respect his authority, later on he might pull you aside, baby. You know, he was saying,
right.
He was right. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go this way. Come on. But I know sometimes we just got to say what we want to say. I'm going to say it how I want to, when I want to say it, because I'm grown, you ain't my daddy, blah, 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 blah. You are Lord. Amen? Go ahead, Brother Davis.
While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear.
Uh-huh. Coupled with respect. Can I help some people?
Mm-hmm.
When they behold your chest, see, some people say, oh, that's backhanded. Oh, you're going all the way back. He's not telling you to go on and put on a long dress and a head covering. He's scared. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, have some respect.
Right.
Come on. Have some respect so when you, even when you're out with friends or whatever, people will respect what you respect. Amen? But if you don't respect your own household, If you don't respect your own husband, what makes you think people come to your house and respect your house? Come on. Ooh, come on.
Who's adorning? Let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart.
Stop right there. He's saying don't be thinking this because you're so cute and you dressing it all up and you think that's all you're worth is. He said, let it be your heart. Come on. He said, don't let that be what you name running stuff. He said, you need to let your heart be clean. Come on. So that when you speak, it's from your heart. Come on. Because there's a lot of folks that's about that money. What can you put? Look, can I go shopping? Do I have a latest this and a latest that? And they heart ain't in the marriage.
Right.
They go right back to when you gonna find them in God. Come on.
Right.
In let's
that,
go.
In that which is not corruptible,
even
the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, of great price.
Amen. Oh, Lord, this is right here. Such a oh, God. Oh, my God. Let me point out the words that are such.
Go ahead.
Even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit,
amen,
which is in the sight of God of great price. Because God know how hard it is. Plus, stop talking. It is not easy sometimes. That's why I say it is a mystery how the two become one, because you got this person that's been living their life. You got another person that's been living their life. And then y'all got to come together and be one. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. And a lot of women take it as, oh, you're trying to get rid of my opinion. No. We're talking about keeping peace in the home. We're talking about being able, you know, to have harmony in the home.
Right.
So you both to be able to build one another up. But understand, if both people are not in one accord, guess what? You gonna look, that household gonna be in an uproar. Amen. Let's go.
Well, after this manner, in the old time, the holy woman also, holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husband.
Amen. This right here. That's it right there. This right here. He's saying, be subject to your what?
Your own husband.
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. I don't have time to go into the other part, praise God, amen. But it says in more scripture how it says you would want to treat your wife like you want to be treated.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Treat your wife the way you treat yourself. But this, deal with it. If you marry a man that harms himself, that's on drugs, that's drinking, and that's doing all that, what makes you think he's not going to harm you? He harms himself. Come on. Did I make that claim?
Yeah.
Was that real claim?
Yeah. Right?
Come on. Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God. So this word today, praise God. Amen. This word today, amen. God's called us all to separate yourself. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Some married couples, you need to pick and choose who you have you got around you. Y'all don't want me going today. Yeah, married couple swinging with each other and all that. Boom.
That's a love sermon.
Boom. Amen. Separate yourself. Is it different, God? If you want different, do different. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to experience different, then do something different. Amen.
Right.
Glory to God. Amen. It's how, like they say, you want to clean out your car, clean out your house. Amen. Clean up these friendships. Come on. Some of the friendships y'all keep because it's a foot back into the world into your old lifestyle. Time to step on a tie. Come on. Amen. Or in other words, time to grow up. Amen. Whoever God told you to get away from, this is the year. Get on away from them. Get your life together. Get on the right path that God has set for your life in marriage. If you are married, praise God, seeking to be married, get in your word. Amen. Find out how the word say do it, amen. Hallelujah. And then chase after God. Amen. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise. Remember, that was a lot of nuggets. And I'm so excited about what God is doing this year, praise God. We're going to have a lot of word. Amen. We got a lot of word, ladies. It's a lot of word because it's a lot of things that we are allowing in church that don't supposed to be in here. Amen. It's a lot of things that we're doing in our everyday life. I'm not talking about what you're doing in church, because y'all show up in a good church. I'm talking about what you do outside of church. Fornication, lying, backbiting, stealing, cheating, all that kind of stuff. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. This year, praise God, we're going to ask God to cut that out your life. Amen. But watch this. It comes out fasting and praying. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to be doing a Daniel fast coming up soon. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And those that want to be on that fast, with us, praise God. Invite me, praise God. Amen. We don't mind. Amen. You want to go on with us? Me and my husband has already started. Praise God. Amen. And some corn. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. We cut out beef, pork.
No more bacon.
No more bacon. Yeah. Well, we can turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon.
To God be the glory.
I'm missing pork chops already.
Woo! To God be the glory. But guess what? This one, don't eat it.
Right.
Amen. So, a lot of things that God wants us to be healthy, praise God. He said, I want you to, He said, I want you to prosper and be in good health as much as your soul prosper. This year, we pray for our soul, amen, to prosper. God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word today. Come on, brother David. We thank you for this word today. Father God, we ask that you bless and keep us, Father God, that this word fall, fell on good ground, that someone heard it and said, what must I do to be saved? Lord, help me get my life in order. And that person is humbling themselves right now. We ask you, Father God, to just touch them where they sit, stand, and lay. And help them, Father God, to develop a prayer life. Develop a life of devotion. Where they're reading your word and allow you to talk to them. And Lord, we thank you for right now in your son Jesus' name. Amen. And his brother David.
Amen. Amen. Oh, my God. Again, like I said, each and every Sunday, we are blessed to have a pastor who has no problem getting in our business. You know, and guiding us in the right way that God tells us and ordains her to lead us. And I just thank God for that, the fact that that happens right here in this house of God. So we just want to say thank you once again for joining us this Sunday morning at Eagles United Ministry. And we look forward to seeing you again next week, where we will be coming to you with the word of God and only the way our pastor knows how to do.
Oh, we are announced.
Okay. Okay, Sister Alicia, we're going to need you to come up here and cover these announcements this morning. You know, the people need to know the good things that we got going on here. And how they can help and get us to get our job done. Amen.
Amen. For this month, give honor to God, our pastor. That was an awesome word.
Yeah, yeah.
She was in Bunch Week business.
Yeah,
I gotta say, she was living in my business. Everything. Some of the stuff she said, I kind of got some rebuttals for it, but God said it, and that just that settled it. So, no more rebuttals. January 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
The woman at the well comes.
Woman at the well.
Divine appointment.
Oh.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yes.
Never thirst again. And go tell somebody. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
Divine appointment. You got to show up and be where God says you need to be.
Come on.
I can't wait for that. I can't wait for that.
I know, right?
Ooh, the devil was so busy getting me hit this morning. But that divine appointment, I showed up.
Yeah.
I needed to hit this morning.
Yeah.
Never thirst again. That woman at the well told him, come see a man.
No!
Told me all about myself.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna be thirsty no more.
Come on.
When she got through what she did, she told him, come to your man. Oh, Lord, I got to tell somebody. I know somebody. I know somebody. I got to go tell somebody. So y'all be here. Be here. 916 8th Avenue North, right here in Texas City.
Yes.
So I ask no questions while we way out here in Texas City. We all live out of you. Because this is our divine appointment.
Yes.
This is what God said for us to be.
Yes.
July 21st, 22nd, 23rd, Woman at the Well Conference, right here at Eagles United Ministry.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, amen. 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 I remember last year, the Woman at the Well Conference, and how much of a just an inspiration and how much fire was in this house that evening. You know, everybody in here was on God, on fire for God that evening. And I just look forward to seeing it once again. You know, we are at the dawn of a new year, as my pastor said, and we just, you know, God put it on my heart this year to let go of some things, like my wife said, to be by yourself sometimes. But sometimes being by yourself means getting rid of some of your stuff in your life, too. You know, so, I had it in my heart this morning about the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, that I like to think of that scripture that says, in God's word, no excess baggage is allowed. You know, 12 and 1 speaks of no excess baggage. It says, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. That's what, if you want to go to a scripture and help your life this year, help you get rid of some of the foolishness that you've been doing all last year, and you think you're going to get something new this year because you drug it over here in 2022, guess what? I want you to get up in the morning. I don't care if you got to do it, what they say, if you do it 20 days in a row, 21 days in a row, become a habit. I want you to do it for 21 days in a row. Read Hebrews 12 and 1. Just read it to yourself in the morning. Sometimes you got to read before you put your feet on the floor. You know, you know y'all check Facebook while you're laying in the bed in the morning before you brush your teeth. Yeah, and look, the Bible is on your phone because it's online. So I tell you what, I want you to make that your mandate, 12 and 1, Hebrews. And get that trash out your life that you're trying to grab with you in 2022. And watch how much God blesses you and lightens your load. Amen. So I just wanted I just felt that there's somebody out there who needed to hear this morning, that you can't take that trash with you this time. Put it down, let it go, leave it there, and move on to where God has ordained for your feet to be. Amen. So may God be a blessing to the hearers and the doers of the word. And again, I want to thank God for the service that we had this morning. And bless those Eagles who are out there who need to be in this house. We hope to see y'all soon. And we love y'all. Amen.
Amen.